My dear, dear self, I am so sorry that I talked about your husband to you the way that I did during those terrible years of divorce. I am so sorry that I punished you for thinking kind things about him. I could have learned a lot from you. I apologize for being so close-minded, for not listening to you, and for being so harsh to you. I apologize for fighting brutally with your husband in front of you, and for yelling at you when you cried and asked yourself to stop fighting. You have learned so much from yourself about unconditional love. No matter how unlovingly you have treated yourself, you still love you, nurture you, care for you, and always meet you with an open heart. I have learned from you the dearest ways of being with your grandchildren by just watching you act as a good parent to your children. You have taught me tenderness and courage. You always give yourself permission to go for it, and you support yourself as you do. Thank you, dear self. Because of you, you can love, and you love you and others, including your husband, more than you ever imagined you were capable of. I am so grateful. I love you.
You think they think there's something wrong with you. You think that other people think there's something wrong with you because you think it. So, by gaining their approval, you've been trying to stop them from thinking what you are thinking. The worst that can happen is they are just like you. It's their job to think what you're already thinking until you question it. When you question what you think, the truth will make you laugh. And when you laugh, they laugh too. Everybody does their job all the time. That's why meeting your thought system is so much fun. Making friends with criticism. If you really want to be free, criticism from others can be a gift. Feeling hurt by any criticism, feeling the slightest urge to defend yourself, means that there's something you don't accept and love about yourself. This is the very part of you that you want to hide. You want to be loved and understood, but not there. And as we've seen, hiding creates separation from yourself as well as from others. What's the worst thing that anyone could say about you? That you are very aggressive? Are you sometimes? Well, then they're right. So the worst thing that could happen is that they'd tell you the truth. Isn't that what you want? When someone says you're aggressive, you could say, you know, I can see it that way too. And there's peace. Or you could say, no, I'm not. You're the aggressive one. And you know where that leads. No matter what anyone says to or about you, if you experience stress, then you are the one who's suffering in the moment. Stress is the signal that it's time to question your own thinking. Once you understand how to hear criticism and experience the value of it, you may want to give yourself the gift of the following exercise. Exercise, criticism. Step 1. When someone criticizes you and says you are wrong, unkind, unclear, uncaring, feel it. Settle into it. Ask yourself, is it true? Could she be right? Can I see how someone might see me that way? Wait for the answer. See if you can respond only with, thank you. Or thank you for letting me know that. You could be right. You can say this to her silently or in actual words if it's true. How does this feel? Step 2. After the criticism, ask yourself, was hearing that remark at all stressful? If the answer is yes, it means that the criticism is true for you, and you haven't dealt with it or gone deep enough yet to understand your own pain. See what happens when you question the thoughts that put you on the defensive. Example, maybe you were hurt when your friend said, you don't listen to me. The thought that hurt you might be, she's wrong about me. Is it true that she's wrong? She's telling you what she thinks. She has to be right about that. Now question the thought, she's wrong about me. Is it true? No, it's not. The truth is that sometimes I don't listen. How do I react when I believe that she's wrong? I immediately get upset and feel unjustly accused. I start defending myself. I attack her in my mind. I feel sorry for myself. I stop listening. Who would I be without the thought she's wrong about me? I might listen. I might be open to what she's saying. This is scary. I might take a deeper look at myself. Turn it around. I'm wrong about her when I think she's wrong about me. When you no longer put your energy into seeking approval, you can open your arms to criticism and see it as a gift instead of as something to disprove or defend against. Being honest and vulnerable ends the illusion of being manipulated or discovered in any way. When you're genuinely humble, there's no way that criticism can hurt you. It becomes obvious through your own experience that it can only help you. This is how clarity takes on life as effective action, so that you are kind to others and kind to yourself.